I'm just looking here at so many pictures of how screen tourism is working. And I've covered this on the TV during the course of the week. The bounce from Game of Thrones. Tourists are coming here in absolute droves because of Game of Thrones. But is the infrastructure in place for it? And there's one particular place that seems to be a problem area, and it's not that far from the Dark Hedges. Sadly, we've reported on a fatal collision last September. A gentleman called Michael Monroe, a 31-year-old man from Connecticut, he suffered fatal injuries in a collision near the Dark Hedges. But there have been many other car smashes in that vicinity. And apparently there was one very, very recently. I want to speak to the DUP MLA, Mervyn Storey. Mervyn, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
The number of collisions in the vicinity of the Dark Hedges to it, coming from it, seem to be just too high. Is it down to the fact that the roads are so busy, but they're not well enough prepared for that amount of traffic?
Well, I think, Frank, it's a number of issues. I think the particular location that the majority of these accidents have been at is at what locals will call County Finnan Crossroads. And the difficulty is that as you approach the crossroads from either side of the junction, your visual of the road gives you the impression that the road continues on. And that then necessitates there to be proper and adequate signage. So road surveyors in the past have put up, according to their sign manual, give way. But the difficulty, Frank, is for, and it's there's a correlation here that particularly people from North America, from Canada, as the accident yesterday, where a couple from Canada, Mr. Monroe was from the United States. We have had 3 weeks ago another accident with people from the United States. They do not understand what the give way sign is for. And if they approach the junction, they haven't a proper understanding of what give way is, and they believe that the road is continuing on. They drive through the junction, and that unfortunately has led to these accidents. And I have spent time this morning, I spent time last night, with speaking to the road service, speaking to the police, and I am at a point of frustration because there, and it's an easy line for any of us to use, something needs to be done. Up until now, what has been done is new signs have been put up, signs with yellow bikes. The road markings have been enhanced. The visibility is reasonably good on either side of the junction. But all of that still leads people not to fully understand that this is a crossroads. They drive through it, and we have had awful consequences. And, this now has been elevated this morning to the department at its highest level. I had a conversation with the Deputy Permanent Secretary of the Department of Infrastructure this morning, because I just fear that the next time there will be another fatality, and people will just rightly be saying, what have we done to try and make this safe for people? We want to encourage people to come to the area, but I am now at a point of saying, until we get a resolution to this particular junction, we should not be encouraging people to use this road as a means of accessing the Dark Hedges.
So it could easily be rectified if the vision isn't great around the road, visibility isn't great for knowing whether or not the road continues on or not. Two signs, prepare to stop and stop on one of the entrances, yeah, to the junction, yeah, could resolve this.
I think it would. Now, obviously, I am not a road technical person, so the road service will judge all of these locations by criteria. But the frustration that I have and the public has, if the criteria is not able to address the problem, then the problem lies with the criteria more than what is sometimes being said. This comes down to driver knowledge and the way in which people are using accesses. And without getting very technical about it, simply there's a road manual that it says where you should use a giveaway sign and where you should use a stop sign. And road surveyors are arguing that to put up a stop sign would not fit the criteria because there is visibility. I am using the counter argument that because there has been so many accidents, this is an accident location that has now a terrible history. We need to step outside that particular criteria and, as an interim measure, put in place a stop sign that people can understand from every part of the world, and they know that coming to that, they have to stop and they have to pay consideration to vehicles coming the other way. Because if we continue to just modify in some way, I think we will still fight. I went out to the junction last night to meet with the photographer for the piece that appeared in the Telegraph this morning. When, just after the photographer had left, I was on the phone to one of the local police officers who has been dealing with this issue. When I was in the car, a car drove right across the junction, and I just got the tail end of its registration, and it was a hire car from the Irish Republic. And clearly a tourist coming from the Dark Hedges, again, didn't realise it was a junction. They had to stop, that you should give way at, but they never stopped. They just drove on. But thankfully there was no other cars coming.
Yeah, it does sound like as if your approach to this, Mervyn, is a common sense one, and hopefully, you know, you get a reaction. The computer says no. Hopefully, the computer will say yes, regardless of what the guidance book is. Common sense on the ground with people who are on the ground needs to be adhered to.
And Frank, this is not only about our visitors. This is also about local residents, because I think I'm right in saying that in the accidents that have taken place, the other people involved in the accident have all been local people. And last night's accident, yesterday's accident, included small children in one of the vehicles. So, you know, the local residents now are really in fear about using the road, because they are paying attention to whether or not somebody is going to cut across their path. So I think it is the case that common sense needs to prevail here. Unfortunately, as my father always said, common sense is not very common. But I do want to say, and I think this would be, and I would be have to be honest about this, I think that Road Service does understand the frustration that we've expressed to them over a period of time now about this particular junction. I just want them to actually, as an interim measure, put something in place that gives us the space to have a discussion as to what the long-term solution is, because if we don't do that, then I fear that we will have this discussion again, but the next time it'll be another fatality.
Well, let's hope not, but putting up a stop sign would seem like a darn good stop gap in the interim. Mervyn Storey, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Frank.
You can't argue with a politician on that, can you? Like, the man's talking absolute sense. If people are misunderstanding the signage, and it is one of those lonely country roads, the Clinty Finnan junction of the Grace Hill Road and the Berra Road, you'd never be near them at all, apart from this attraction that is the Dark Hedges in the vicinity. Surely putting up a stop sign just seems like a penalty kick. You know, put it up. Oh dear, oh dear. Right, it's 11:25.